Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey and Chad here, your hosts for this weekend edition. Also your host on our website, kereport.com, and podcast, the KE Report. Please be sure to go back through our website and podcast, listen to all the daily editorials and company updates released throughout the week. And as always, please keep in touch with us through email by sending us your thoughts on the markets, companies we feature, and any companies you think that would be a good fit on the show. That being said, on this weekend show, we're going to focus on the resource sector mostly as we're kicking off the show with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. In the second half of this show, we're going to switch our focus a little bit more to the energy sector. But Doc, first things first, let's talk about precious metals. We didn't have you on last month, but oh boy, it's pretty important to have you on this month because in just over a week, about a week ago, we saw gold drop by over $100. As we're recording this later in the day on Thursday, gold is trading around, let's say, $1,830. And, well, from what I see on the charts, especially those monthly charts that you always point us to, I'm starting to just see some technical breakdowns here and some of the technical indicators that you have taught me about. Doc, take us through what your technicals are showing you, just focused on the gold price for now, please.
Yeah, last time I was on, Corey, I believe I talked about the fact that we were probably going to move down to the end of the year in gold, in that we would see 1850 for sure, and we have hit that. And the other couple other things I pointed out was that watch the 12 months on the MACD on the monthly chart, because it was looking to me like it was going to compromise the 26 month moving average on the MACD on the momentum indicator, and it has compromised that now. The other thing I mentioned was I felt that we were going to be in the midst of forming a massive inverse head and shoulders on the monthly chart for gold, which over the long term is a good thing, but that it's going to take time to play out, and we're going to be playing this thing out, I think, for a few months now. And with the 12-month impacting the 26-month, it looks like we're going to head on the MACD back down toward zero on the MACD over the end of the year. And then I would think that if that happens, we're going to start to move laterally again for a while. And so that's what I see for gold right now. I just feel that we're going to move even lower over time. It's not going to be a straight line necessarily, but we should form a right shoulder to that inverse head and shoulder, hopefully, which will set us up really well for the future.
Well, Doc, if we see an inverse head and shoulder, yeah, eventually that will resolve to the upside, but let me ask you a question on these long-term charts and looking at the monthly. For the longest time, we've had so many different people come on the show and talk about the cup and handle pattern that really goes all the way back to the last cycle that peaked in 2011 around 1921. Then we saw the other side of the cup in 2020 when it got up to over 2000. And then the handle typically resolves in a reasonable amount of time. It only goes a certain amount down. Is that complete pattern just busted now? Because the handle has gone on and on and on. Somebody posted the other day, this handle may go on the rest of our lifetimes. So is that inverse head and shoulder going to invalidate that large cup and handle pattern because the handle has now gone lower and stretched on longer than a normal pattern would?
Yes, and that is an accurate assessment, because as you mentioned, a handle does not last that long, as long as we're seeing, and we're going to be down here for a while, so we're going to see pricing down here for a while yet, so it kind of does obviate that whole cup and handle view. But having said that, I'll take an inverse head and shoulders, which would be a positive thing, because I think the next time we move up, I think the fourth time is going to be a charm for challenging the highs we saw way back in 2020. And I think the next time we move up, we're not going to come back down to levels that we're going to see in the next couple, three, 4 months going forward. So that's going to be a positive, I think. And we're eventually going to start to break out the next time we go up and challenge those levels.
Okay, but that still could be in some time. So in the meantime then, Doc, we've also talked a lot about how the U.S. dollar has been rising almost in a straight-up fashion over the last about 7-8 weeks. Yields have also been moving higher. These are two things that do usually put a lot of headwind in gold, and gold was holding up fairly well, again, until that last kind of just over a week-long breakdown. How important is it going to be to watch those two other markets, yields and the U.S. dollar, or any other markets that could play into maybe further pressure on gold?
Yeah, and the dollar and the interest rates in particular are going to be a real headwind for gold. That's going to continue for some time. And so you're not going to be seeing a break from that sort of thing for a while. So we're going to have to live with it. And that makes sense from the standpoint that gold will not take off to new highs for any time soon, I don't believe. And so those two factors are huge right now. And I don't see any sudden breakdown of the U.S. dollar here. And I think it's going to start to move in a range. And I think we're starting to see that on the monthly chart. So that's not going to be very helpful for us going forward for a while.
Well, Doc, let's talk about the gold stocks. When you look at GDX and GDXJ, when you look at some of the leadership in the large cap stocks, they're starting to get some real chart damage. They're starting to break below support levels people wanted to see hold. If gold still has further to run to the downside and more weakness, what does that mean for the gold stocks?
Well, I think, Shad, we're finally starting to see the breakdown in the big cap gold stocks, and that's true also in silver. We're finally seeing a breakdown in those, and that's going to be the last thing to go. The resource sector and the small cap are pretty much washed out, and they may move down a little bit yet, a penny here, a penny there, but it's going to be the large cap stocks that are going to continue to be under pressure. And I'm watching another one, or a number of them, like Nico and Newmont, Hecla, Barrick, and Kinross. And the chart I like the most, and I've talked about in the past, is Newmont. And I mentioned that we would probably break below 40, which we then did, and now we're moving lower. Well, Newmont's going lower yet, and it's just a matter of time. And the thing I like about the Newmont chart is because that chart is going to tell me eventually, I think when we bottom out, it's because the Bollinger Bands are so wide yet. That tells you that those Bollinger Bands are going to have to narrow before you get a bottom for Newmont. And so I'm watching that chart in particular because I think it's going to be a harbinger of when we finally bottom out in this thing, which is going to be a while yet.
Where could Newmont bottom then? Because quite frankly, look, it's almost breaking to levels we haven't seen since pre-pandemic, back in early 2020, even 2019.
Well, I think we have a very good possibility of seeing Newmont down around 25 in the next few months.
Oh, well, Doc, that's not good at all for the sector then. We had noted that the majors weren't performing nearly as well as, say, the gold price, but hearing some of these lower targets that you have, especially for the majors, well, it's not boding well, I guess, for the future, but we'll see. Maybe it all turns around at one point earlier than you think. In the next segment, though, we are going to talk a little bit more about GDX, GDXJ. We'll even dive into, well, a little bit more on the charts and what you are watching closely here So everybody, please stick around. We're going to be right back with Richard Postma, continuing our focus on more the longer-term technicals for the precious metals.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right. right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and we are continuing to chat with Richard Bosma, a.k.a. Doc. Now, Doc, you had some kind of negative outlooks for the majors, even for where the precious metals could go from these current levels. But, look, let's look more big picture at something like GDX, GDXJ, compared to where you see Newmont moving. Do you think that these ETFs move down to below the pandemic low, even the whole way down to those 2015 real bottom of the market lows?
I think the law of average is very good in that happening for both GDX and GDXJ. I think as far as GDX, we could see GDX bottoming between 15 and 20 going forward. I don't like the way it just broke through on some of the major support again. And I think it's going to take out its lows that we saw back in 2022, and then it's going to probably go a little bit lower. And I think that's a real possibility, and we could see that next year. I don't think we're going to get there by the end of the year, but it'll take a little bit longer. And I think GDXJ also is going lower, and we're going to get to the point where they challenge their lows, which was that spike low back in the 2020s when both of them spiked considerably. And I think once we get down around there, we're going to be about close to where they're going to bottom out.
So, Doug, this is something that I brought up to you before recording here, and it's, again, looking at that monthly chart. I was surprised kind of recapping the moves this month in some of the technical indicators, like the RSI, like the MACD, the ADX, and even slow stochastics. I was surprised to see the fact that the ADX, MACD, slow stochastics were still right around neutral territory. They had moved sideways for most of this year, and that's in the face of still a pretty tough environment as we followed the stock so closely, and now this breakdown is taking all of them just into slightly negative territory. So I guess the big concern I have, which almost sounds like it lines up with where you see prices going, is that there's a fair bit of downside risk here until these even get to an oversold position. Do you think it's possible that the RSI, slow stochastics, get to that oversold position?
I think they will approach it and get pretty close to it before this thing is over, because you don't get bear markets like this where they don't eventually get to being oversold. It is so rare that the length of time we've been in this that you don't eventually get to that point where you're oversold on a lot of these variables that you watch. And so that's a very good point, and that's a very good possibility, Corey.
Well, Doc, just playing the other side of this, is there anything that could happen, probably it'd have to be a macro event, that would change it up where they don't need to get down in that negative territory before reversing? Is there anything that could give an injection of new life to the precious metal sector that you see on the horizon?
The only thing to me is Mr. Powell suddenly having a change in heart and reversing his higher interest rates longer narrative. That's the only thing. So you have to ask yourself, okay, what's going to do that? Is it going to be massive bank failures, which is probably number one that could do it? But I think Mr. Powell is in the catbird seat right now. He's loving what he's seeing as far as what he's doing. And I think he wouldn't have a problem with the conventional stock market dropping 30 to 40% before he finally reverses his position. And we're a long ways away from that as well. And I think that is in the back of his mind as being the one thing he would love to see, and that would reverse his decision-making as far as interest rates are concerned.
So, Doc, what do you think happens with the U.S. markets? Because they did go through, I'm looking at the S&P, right? And we know that some of the markets rolled over in Q4 of 2021, but the S&P really rolled over right as the calendar rolled over in 2022. It went about 8 to 9 months almost straight down, then bottomed, then went about 8 to 9 months almost straight up, but it didn't get back to those highs from the very beginning of 2022, and now they're rolling over. The S&P was down about 5% just last month. That, too, is not looking great on these charts. Breakdowns are starting to happen. How low could the markets go?
Well, I think we are so, and I've said this before, that so far all we've seen here in the conventional markets is a cyclical bear market. But I believe we're forming a massive top here, and that we're on our way to evidencing in the future the real secular bear. We're going to break this market down eventually, I feel, and we're going to see it by next year. And I think we will know then that we're in a secular bear market. And I think it's possible that, and when you take the Dow, I think we could eventually see an area of 22,500 to 25,000 before Mr. Powell would get excited. So I believe we're breaking down. And another thing I pointed out in the past is when you look at the MACD on the monthly chart for the S&P and the Dow Industrials, we have not been in negative territory for the MACD for almost 14 years. That is unheard of. So, and we have to move eventually down into that territory, and it's coming. You have to eventually revert to the mean. And I think we're going to be seeing it in the months ahead. And that in itself is going to still be a pressure on the gold stocks, because the gold stocks will not do well along with declining stocks otherwise. And so I think that will also impact precious metal stocks going forward.
Well, Doc, let me ask you a follow-up on that, because a lot of people have postulated that what we need to see is something like the gold to Dow ratio or the gold to S&P ratio diverge, where gold and the precious metals as a sector start diverging from the markets, and they postulated that we need to see the markets roll over and have that 30% plunge, as you mentioned, for them to start showing relative strength compared to the general markets. You don't see it that way?
I do eventually, and I think eventually the Dow gold ratio is going to reassert itself to the downside. I do think we're going to see that, and it's hovering right now in an area where it's trying to stay above very important support areas, and I think eventually gold wins out over the Dow, but it's going to take considerable time yet to get there. But I do believe that we're going to see the Dow gold ratio go lower in the future, and I think we're going to go and try to test the 6 area again in the future, and it's only a matter of time, I think, before that happens.
All right, everyone, we are out of time for this segment on the radio. But if you are listening on the radio and you want to hear the full interview with Doc, just check out our website, kereport.com, or podcast the KE Report. We continue with Doc for a good another 5 to 10 minutes.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You USA News Update. Israel Defense Forces say dozens of their fighter jets are striking a number of targets in Gaza in retaliation for this morning's surprise attack by Hamas. Israel declared a state of alert for war this morning. Warning sirens blared across southern Israel as rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip. President Biden is weighing in on the upcoming Speaker of the House election.
Whomever the House Speaker is, I'm going to try to work with. They control half the Congress, and I'm going to try to work with them.
Speaking from the White House, he urged Congress to swiftly return to work to secure funding for the government and prevent a shutdown. The Baltimore Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying four people seen walking near the scene of the Tuesday attack, captured on video and still photos released by the agency. Anyone with information leading to an arrest will receive a $9,000 reward. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And as promised, we are switching our focus in these last two segments over to the energy sector. More oil and natural gas as we are chatting with Dan Steffens, president of the Energy Prospectus Group. As a note, Dan is still offering all of you, our listeners, a special discount off of a subscription to the Energy Prospectus Group. You can use the discount code CF100. I will also post that within the weekend show posting. So if you happen to miss that discount code or want more information on it, be sure to visit our website or podcast and look at that weekend show posting. Now, Dan, we're going to get into a couple companies that you like, that you see good potential in terms of their share price. But first and foremost, let's talk high level about oil and natural gas, starting with natural gas, simply because, well, natural gas has been kind of creeping higher. As we're recording this, natural gas is over $3, and quite frankly, it was stuck under $3 for almost this whole year. Natural gas entered this year right around $4, dropped to about that $2.50 range throughout the month of January, and has just been basing, I guess we can call it, with a little upward bias over the last couple months. Now that we're over $3, where does the natural gas price go from here?
Yeah, I just talked to some of our New York investors, and these guys manage a lot of money up in New York, and they are turning very bullish on natural gas. And it always does kind of get an uptick heading into the winter. just remind your listeners that, you know, gas was even got up into $8 or $9 last year when, you know, Russia invaded Ukraine and they thought, you know, the LNG exports were going to be going all year. We had a major, one of our largest LNG export facilities had a fire down at Freeport. It was offline for the entire winter. And as a result, that didn't took off enough demand to make a difference. And then you also had a very mild, probably one of the mildest winters in the eastern half of the United States that we've had in decades, I'm sure it was. And then natural gas, like you said, it went from $6 in the middle of December, and, you know, by January, we were down to $2.50 or something. U.S. natural gas averaged $2.72 in the first quarter, down to $2.32 in the second quarter, and then here we are on Thursday, and we're up at $3.18 as I'm looking at the screen right here. So quite a big percentage move. We're still way below where it was last year, but at $3, these gas producing companies are very, very profitable. Operating expenses for gas wells, because most of them are free flowing. They don't have pump jacks or anything. Very low operating expenses and, you know, some below a dollar operating expenses. So the profit margin on gas companies at $3 gas is very strong, very strong. So they're going to do real well, report some big quarter over quarter increase in third quarter. And then if this price holds, the fourth quarter results are going to be fantastic.
Well, Dan, I'm glad you brought up how the companies are positioned as far as their pricing versus where the net gas price is, because my question was going to be, what if we see a breakout in that gas and it goes back up from the threes to the fours over the next, let's say, 6 months? What kind of leverage do those companies have if their cost, if they were fine at $2 gas, they're going to be really fine at $4 gas if we see that kind of move? What would you expect the ratio to be on some of the growth in those stocks?
Oh, yeah, they'd be fantastic. If it goes to four, and I will tell you, I get a lot of my forecast material from Raymond James. They have a real strong energy sector team down here, and they're holding with their forecast of gas. When we get to more LNG exports, we have two large LNG export facilities along the Gulf Coast coming online in about 6 or 8 months, really. By this time next year, we'll have an additional 4 BCF per day of LNG export capacity, and the market fundamentals are tightening. We've had bullish storage reports week after week, and the surplus to the five-year average in storage is down to a manageable level. We do not have a glut of gas in storage heading into winter or anything, and so things should firm up. And I'm telling you, you get the $3.50, $4 gas, and they're really making a lot of money. And my forecast for next year, I'm basing my forecast on $3.25 average for the year, but it's going to be maybe, you know, $3.50 in the first quarter, down to $3 in the second quarter, and then ramp up to $4 in the second half when those LNG facilities come online. But yeah, they've sold off. They're some of our poorest performers this year. I mean, the only pure gas company we follow is Comstock Resources. That's the one owned or controlled by Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. And it was down like 19% year to date. But if gas goes to $3.25, it should snap back strong.
Dan, can you just explain a little bit on these LNG facilities, how they change the market? Because it's something I've heard you mention a number of times. And how does that play into the market that leads to higher prices when you do have these facilities that everyone knows are coming online? How do they impact that market and the price?
Well, the international price for gas pretty much trades in about 1/6 or 1/8 the price of oil, because it trades on its energy equivalent. So you hear the common term, a barrels of oil equivalent, BOE, and you ask your reserves, you size your reserves based on barrel of oil equivalent. They have 6 MCF of natural gas, has about the same energy of one barrel of oil. So, and in the past, you know, I have decades experience in industry, we had periods where it would, you know, trade at 1/6 the price of oil, and sometimes get as high as 1/4 the price of oil, but it very seldom would go over, would be reduced to 1/10 the price of oil. So I think we get back. I think when those LNG facilities come online, the natural gas price in the United States, which is based on fundamentals of supply and demand, and today We have about 13 BCF of export capacity, but that's going to ramp up to about, it's going to double between now and like 2027, 2028. That's going to double, and then we're going to have full access to the international market, and our gas prices are going to go up, which for consumers is not going to be good because we've enjoyed, you know, decades of very low utility bills for heating and cooling our homes.
Well, Dan, let's also maybe shift over to the oil markets. Nat gas does seem very interesting, especially at the levels it's at now, and it's nice to see it breaking out. But oil's had the reverse of that. It was in the low 90s, 92, 93. Now it's pulled back to around 82 at the time of this recording. What do you make of the recent pullback in oil?
Well, I think the only fundamental reason it's pulled back is because the U.S. dollar has gained strength of about 7% to a basket of other currencies. So the U.S. dollar strength, when U.S. dollars go up in value, they usually put downward pressure on the oil price. But during that time period, if you go look at a chart from mid-July to just recently when it, you know, got over 92 for a while, it's been on an upward trajectory oil price, even though the U.S. dollar was strengthening. So maybe this is just an overdue correction to get it back in line with the U.S. dollar. Also, I think what happened in the U.S. House, you know, for your Canadian listeners, they might not understand that we shockingly threw out the Speaker of Congress, McCarthy, by one vote, they got rid of the guy, and now they have to pick a new Speaker. So the House of Representatives in the U.S. cannot do anything. They cannot pass anything until they have a speaker. That's the law down here. So they're the ones that control the budget. And we still have this threat of a U.S. government shutdown. You know, they passed something last week that just extended it for like, you know, 45 days or something. So until we get a new speaker, we really can't. We can't do anything about that, and it would just cause a government shutdown. Now, you know, we all know by now these government shutdowns are kind of a joke, and, you know, if they shut down for a few days, big deal. When they come back on, they pay off everything. But anyway, so I'm hoping that when the Republicans pick their new Speaker of the House, because they're in control of the House, that oil snaps back. But the only logical reason I see for the pullback is this rise in the dollar. And then just fear of the Fed continuing to raise interest rates, causing a recession, and the belief that a recession will lower oil demand. Now, previously in recessions, I've looked at in this only a major recession, not just a mild recession, but only major recessions cause a big drop in oil demand.
All right, Dan, we're out of time for this segment, but everyone stick around. We're going to be right back with Dan Stephan.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GC GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, it has been interesting to actually see the oil price. It was going up with the spiking dollar, too. So what that all made, who knows? But, hey, overall, look, oil's still above $80, still strong for these companies. Let's get into the companies then. First and foremost, you sent us over a few companies, one being InPlay Oil. I recently just posted a interview with InPlay Oil last week, September 26th. Now, this company is in your small cap growth portfolio, but they also do pay a pretty high dividend, a 7.1%. Dan, take us through why you like InPlay and what you think some of the key catalysts are then.
First of all, I just want to talk about, I founded EPG back in 2003, and I've been following this management team for InPlay for over 12 years. Doug Bartoli, the CEO, he built up with some of the same guys on his team now. They built up Vero, V-E-R-O, right? And sold that company for about 3 times what the original investors had in it. So he's got a good track record. Just the name of the company, InPlay Oil. Guess why they named it that. But anyway, InPlay Oil is a Canadian junior with all of its operations are in southern Alberta. It has two shallow oil fields up there that have a lot of oil in place. And all they're doing is these fields have been producing since the 1950s, 1960s and, developed with vertical wells. And they're just going in and drilling horizontal wells and doing multi-stage fracks on those wells. So they come on real strong. And these are cheap wells. They're not like your Permian Basin wells that cost $8 or $9 million. They're cheap wells. And at the current Canadian oil price, which is like $110 to $120 a barrel Canadian, these wells are paying out in 6 to 8 months. His return on investment in these things is incredible. It really looks good. And what he did, now I've followed him for a long time, and he did have quite a bit of debt pre-pandemic, but as soon as the pandemic caused the oil price to go down, he immediately shut down all their drilling, and they just hunkered down. They survived, and then he got a loan from the Canadian government, one of those COVID relief loans. I think he was the first junior oil company that got one, and he was able to make several I think he made three total strategic acquisitions in the areas where they're very familiar with. He picked up some good acreage, and the company's production has more than doubled. The big one that they closed in November of 2022 was called the Prairie Storm acquisition, and that pushed the company's production over 9,000 BOE per day. Now, his production is about 60% or 70% of his revenues do come from oil sales, but on a barrel of oil equivalent, his production is about 40% oil, 40% gas, and 20% NGLs. So this recent uptick in gas prices is also going to give his revenue a significant boost. Production did go down from first quarter to second quarter because of the Canadian wildfires and some midstream maintenance issues that they had. That took about 1,300 barrels a day offline, but he's back to his production to over 9,000 barrels again, and he's headed toward an exit rate of 10,500 BOE per day. And I'm very bullish on this company. He's paid off almost all his debt. He just has a little bit of interest-bearing debt left to get paid off. It pays monthly dividends, like you said, of over 7% at today's share price. And he's going to be generating about three times as much free cash flow, not just operating cash flow, free cash flow that he could about triple what his current dividend rate is. So I think he could significantly increase the dividends. And I asked him if you're going to increase the drilling program. He said, no, they're just going to keep it about the same where they are. Maybe 16 to 20 new horizontal wells next year. He's literally got about 400 horizontal drilling locations left in their acreage. So a lot of upside. The stock is trading for just over two times operating cash flow. That's an extremely low multiple for a going concern that's very profitable, generating this much free cash flow. So my updated valuation is $8.35 Canadian, and I think it closed at just over $2 Canadian the other day. So anyway, looks like a double or triple on that one.
Well, just to follow up on Enplay Oil, you know, when we had Doug on the show, we asked him, do you think that you would take some of that increased revenues and increased cash flow and make another acquisition, because look at how transformative that Prairie Storm acquisition was. But the other thing is, if they don't make an acquisition to grow, do you think that if they increase their dividend even more, that that would be an attractive way they could get more eyeballs?
Yeah, and he can increase his production with just add another drilling rig. He's got enough to accelerate. Instead of drilling 16 or 20, why not drill 30 wells next year? He literally has 400 low-risk, high-return drilling inventory that he has got like 10 years of drilling inventory at the current one. And he knows enough. That makes him a screaming takeover target, because all that acreage is held by production. That puts him on a lot of radar screens, and he's hoping to, you know, get a big offer, because he's built and sold. Like, this is the third company he's had, and he's built and sold them for big gains, and he knows this one's grossly undervalued. I'll tell you another thing about this company that we talked about. He has a significant acreage position in that East Basin Duvernay shale play up there, and when you're talking $80, $90 WTI, the rate of return on those wells is really high. And he's got 10-year leases in there. He's only into them about 3 or 4 years, so he's got a long running room there. But I pushed him on that, and I think they're the board's talking about making some kind of a deal, bringing in a drilling partner or something on that acreage. But that, I have zero in my valuation for that acreage. So if he does anything that would increase production or his proven reserves, that would increase my valuation.
So, Dan, I guess just a summary then, are you looking at this stock as a dividend play, as one that could even increase dividend, or as simply that growth play?
Yeah, it's really both. It's a growth plus income, but as we discussed before, once a company starts paying consistent dividends, it kind of trades based on its dividend yield. It's looked at by a different kind of investor that invests for dividends. So all he would have to do, if he just raised his monthly dividend by one penny and took his dividend yield up to like 10-11%, you'd get an immediate response in the share price. And he knows this. So we'll wait to see what the board does. But I think if oil prices hold up, and especially if gas prices come back, that would give him a huge boost in his revenue and cash flow. They'll almost be forced to raise the dividend, because with generating that much free cash flow, you either got to raise a dividend, buy back shares, or go out and make some more deals or do something. You can't just sit on a big pile of cash.
Let's talk about one that may be new for listeners, though. Viper Energy Partners LP. On the NASDAQ, it trades on the ticker VNOM. And this is one of those mineral royalty companies. So people may be familiar with this business model from some of the gold and silver or base metals royalty companies we've brought on the show before. But in this case, this is one doing it with the oil and gas sector. Maybe just talk to us about this company and why you like their growth profile.
Yeah, well, for one thing, if your listeners don't know, minerals royalties companies, they have no drilling risk because they don't pay any of the drilling expenses. They don't have that liability. They don't really pay any of the operating expenses. They just get royalties because they own the minerals. So they're just getting a pure royalty payment from the operator. And in this particular case, why I like Viper is because I love Diamondback Energy. Diamondback Energy is one of our Sweet 16 companies. It's an all-American success story. It is considered by many people to have some of the highest quality Permian break basin acreage there is. And Viper owns the minerals under a large block of their acreage. And Diamondback owns, controls, has a controlling interest in Viper. So it's to their best interest. They get the dividends too. They get the cash flow. They run through Viper and then they get the payments on their quarterly dividends. So it's to their benefit to drill up this Viper acreage. And they have a very aggressive drilling program. They're running like 12, 16 rigs all the time. For people that invest for yield, if you're investing for dividend yield, you want to build a portfolio that pays steady dividends. These mineral royalty companies are very good. We have a high yield income portfolio, a model portfolio, and there are four minerals companies in it. But a Viper, in my opinion, is the safest one because of its relationship with Diamondback. So we know they're going to get their acreage drilled up. We don't have to guess who's going to drill stuff on their acreage. But both of these companies have, Diamondback and Viper, have double-digit annual production growth pretty much locked in. Viper pays a base plus variable dividend yield. It goes up and down. It's a variable dividend, so it goes up and down with the oil price because it's primarily an oil company. Most of its revenue is like 85% come from the sale of oil. So this is a way for you to basically invest directly into oil, but get a dividend. It closed yesterday at $27. My current valuation is $37, and TipRanks, the current valuation is $37.63. So it's trading at about a $10 discount to its valuation today.
Hey, there's a lot of energy companies out there that are making good money. It's always great having you on the show, Dan. Again, if you want to sign up for the Energy Prospectus Group, use our discount code CF100. Please go back through the website and podcast, listen to the daily editorials, company updates. I hope everybody has a great rest of your weekend. Thank you all for joining us. Tune in next week for more commentary.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.